Welcome to An Alaskan Moment. A moment is a measure of time, 90 seconds. An Alaskan moment lasts a little longer, sometimes twice as much. This week in Alaska history, April 25th, 1840, Sir James Douglas of the Hudson's Bay Company arrived at Sitka to negotiate a treaty. April 26th, 1875, Charles D. Jones was born in Zanesville, Ohio. He was a member of the first Alaska Territorial Senate and was appointed United States Marshal at Nome and returned to the Senate for a term in the 1950s. April 27, 1933, the Admiral Watson sailed from Seattle for Alaska, the last sailing of a ship of the Pioneer Pacific Steamship Company, which was going out of business. April 28, 1898, the town site of Council City on Seward Peninsula was staked in a mining district formed. April 29, 1958. The last territorial primary election was held, a lost election because it was annulled by the first state primary in August. April 30, 1913. The Alaska Pioneers Home Bill was approved by Governor Walter Clark. May 1, 1914. Secretary of the Interior Franklin K. Lane announced the selection of the Susitna route for the government railroad. The rails would extend from Seward on the coast to Fairbanks. On this date, 25 years later, in 1939, the Interstate Commerce Commission authorized the Copper River and Northwestern Railroad, another major link between the coast and the interior, to abandon its route. This Week in Alaska History, compiled by Robert N. DeArmond of Sitka, courtesy of the Alaska Historical Society. An Alaskan Moment is produced at Aleutian Peninsula Broadcasting in Sandpoint, apradio.org. Music by Paul Holmberg, with help from the Aleutians East Borough and the City of Sandpoint, and especially you, the supporters of public radio. Now for your poem. Today's poem is found on the phonograph Centennial Collection of Alaska Poetry, produced by the Anchorage Centennial Commission, 1967. A Gray Mist, by Verena Fowler.
A gray mist and a red sky and a cowbell tinkling, a pale star, a loon's cry, and a faint rain sprinkling, a dark night and a lost way and a scared soul crying, a deep marsh and a new day, and a lone wind sighing.